On a Zoom with me because that's how we do everything in 2020.2, point one, point whatever. I don't even know anymore. Is Fix Moeti. For the first time, I'm talking to you. I'm really stoked. Like, I'm actually really, really, really stoked to talk to you.
Oh, thanks so much, Danny, and thanks for having me. All the love for the female radio DJs always, honey.
Always. It's slowly happening. Like, I remember when I first started, I would look at lineups and just like raise a little a bit of an eyebrow and be like, okay. But now it's definitely starting to happen for us. And I think also the more that it happens for us, the more that the industry opens. But that's not why we're
Absolutely.
talking, because
Yes. That's another topic for another day.
that's a whole nother topic. And actually, I think I need to get you on my show for that topic, my other show. Fix, you are part of something that has grabbed my attention. You know, like being in this industry, you get a million mails about cool things that are happening. And some of those things aren't really that cool. And then you get a mail that I just got from Converse about giving away 2 million with an M rand towards student debt in their hashtag Kick the Debt campaign. Now, you are a Converse ambassador. You are, I've been stalking you, and I'm very jealous because it's one of the brands that I love the most. So tell me about this Kick the Debt campaign. What is this, and how? Like, what is it? Are you giving 2 million rand to one person or like a couple of people?
Right. So hashtag kick the debt with Converse is something I had to be a part of. If anybody knows me or stalked me like Danny has, you will know that I am such a person when it comes to education. I make it part of my life. I absolutely love it because I had the opportunity to. I've got a whole family history story about it. If you want, you can go and find me on TEDx. I've done a whole TED talk about it. But the reason I am where I am today is because of education and the opportunities that my matriarchal family. And I say matriarchal because I was raised by strong, educated women. So this is the reason why when Converse said to me, "Hey, Fix, we know that you've been doing the education thing for 8 years. I run my own scholarship program for women entrepreneurs and social entrepreneurs, and it's an NPO which I am so proud to have created, founded, partnered, collaborated with amazing women over the last couple of years. I mean, we have over 20 scholars." Alumni who are just doing amazing things worldwide. So when Compass were like, "You've been doing this, you're a social entrepreneur, even though you've been in the entertainment TV world, we still want to use you and collaborate with you and partner with you and just be one of our ambassadors to speak about such a huge issue and social issue." And that's the whole point of being a social entrepreneur, is that you see what the problems that are happening in the country, in the economy, and you're trying to fix the problems, and trying to fix the problem or problems and collaborate with others who see the same vision. And Converse came to the party where they were like, "Look, student debt is a problem in South Africa. A lot of people are not able to get their results because they can't release their results because they haven't paid their student debt. There are a lot of students who don't even go in to study what they want to study because they're like, gosh, this course is too much. So I'd rather do this other course, which is much cheaper, or go to this other school, which is much cheaper." So it's just like stifling a lot of students, is stifling the country in a whole. So one of the things that I love when Converse came to me is like, "This is a great idea. And it's such a simple idea. But how is it that Converse are like the first to kind of do it, you know? Or if other people have been doing, why aren't you making a noise about it? It is such a huge problem." So they are pledging 2 million rand to students. So it's not just one person, to students that need that debt relief. Debt gives you anxiety. Student loans gives you so much stress already. And all you should be doing is focusing on passing, right? I've had student debt. Tanya, I don't know if you've been put in that situation before, where you've got student debt and you're like, "How am I going to pay this off?" So this is why we when Converse said, "Let's do this, let's make it happen," it's just thrived. We've gotten so much communication, so much feedback on Twitter, so Instagram, Facebook. Gosh, I even had my aunt call me going, "Hey, can I nominate your cousin?" You know, so, you know, family members have even reached out to me and say, do I fit the criteria? So my best advice is for you to go to converse.co.za, go check if you fit the criteria, and nominate someone that you know that is in student debt, that it's really stifling their career, it's really stifling them as a person. I mean, you want that to be in the past and you want to focus on your future. So go on to converse.co.za, nominate someone, and definitely just, you know, let 2021 set you free.
I love that you're turning what could have been a not so great year, you know, on the back of a really not so great year, into a life-changing year for someone. And I'm actually on the website, and you have already helped like a lot of people with their debt. But Fix, I also wanted to just talk into what you were saying about education and it being so important. You know, I was with one of our local fashion designers over the weekend, and we were talking about it, and she was talking about how she needs young girls to know that they can attain to be something more than an influencer. You can be an influencer, but you also need to have something behind you in order to be able to make that work, like a business degree or something, you know, because none of us went into this industry knowing how to work with money. And some of us are already on the back foot when we get there. And she was just talking about the importance of finding strong female role models that have been educated and speak into education. And you're definitely, definitely this. But I also, and this is my own fault because I'm blind to it, was not aware that we had such a big debt problem in South Africa. You know, because Americans talk about it all the time, and they're like, student debt, student debt, student debt. Yeah. You just assume that, like, if you can't afford to pay for it, you don't do it, which is what I did. I didn't do it. But I never knew that there was such a big debt problem for kids.
Absolutely. You know, like, Danny, you said something so pivotal there. Like, firstly, with the whole influencer thing, it's, you know, if you don't have purpose, if you don't have intention with what you're doing, why are you doing it? Because I'm telling you, if there's no purpose or intention, that thing's going to take you like maybe 3 months, maybe 4 months, it's going to take you to 5 months. If there's intention and purpose behind what you're doing, you will see the longevity going forward, because one opportunity is just going to roll in after the other. So that's like my first thing I want to say to anybody in that space. And there's so much to learn. There are so many free courses as well online. Yeah. You could flip and be, you can basically get an MBA online, do a free MBA online. And yes, I know some of these things are not credited, but it's best to go check out, get referrals. But there's so many free courses and great courses online. But this is also another thing. Not everyone has access to that, particularly in South Africa, because we also got to talk, you know, grassroots as well. Yeah. And the student debt situation is such a serious thing. And you're right. If you can't afford it, you walk away from it. And that's what also happens, particularly to women. If we don't feel like we've got 100% qualification towards it, if we don't qualify, we rather 100% qualify, then we'd rather go, oh, I won't make it. So let me just like leave it alone. Let me not even try. Whereas and I'm sorry to make this a male and female thing, but this is in the workplace as well. Men, if they don't qualify for something, they'll still give it a stab. They will still jump into the deep end. And that's that 20-80 rule. It's like, I only know 20%, but you know what? I'll learn the 80% on the job. And women need to start feeling like that. Women need to start operating like that, because my goodness, if you can run a household, girl, guess what you can do? Like, you can do so much more. So that's kind of the mentality that needs to change. So don't feel like you can't apply. Go and apply. And this is particularly going for this Converse campaign. Like, hashtag kick the debt is about, hey, you need your student loans paid for, or you need like assistance with the debt that you've incurred over the couple of years. Cool. Let's see how Converse can assist you. Don't feel like you can't apply. Go check the criteria out. Go see if it fits you, if it fits where you are at. And if it doesn't, even don't give up. Keep applying anywhere else, or don't stop going is the mentality and what I'm trying to get across. Because trust me, something will always come up if you're a go-getter and you see opportunity.
It is converse.co.za. The hashtag is kick the debt, and you can nominate yourself or someone else who you'd like to smash, squish, crush, or kick the debt with. Nick, thank you for your time. I hope that you have a beautiful winter's week, since that's now.
And it feels like
really awesome to chat to you.
Absolutely. Danny, take care of yourself and look forward to more combos with you.